That's actually Jimmy Fallon there performing Linsanity. The New York Knicks have until midnight to decide if they're going to keep the Linsanity going. Jeremy Lin's actually signed a $25 million offer sheet from the Houston Rockets. It's a deal the Knicks have, as I said, until tonight to match. Joining us now to kind of weigh whether or not he'll stay or go, our sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen and Wall Street Journal online columnist Jeff Yang. Also our resident Jeremy Lin fanatic, right, Jeff?
Yes, the clinically Linsane Jeff Yang, I guess.
You know, first of all, Ibrahim, let's kind of go over what kind of player Jeremy Lin is and whether or not he's worth $25 million. What do you think?
Well, the sample size that we have to work with is 25 games.
Yeah.
And in that time frame, Jeremy Lin established himself as an elite player in the NBA. And not only on top of that, he put the emotionally unstable Knicks fans on their back and said, ride with me, come with me, I'm going to take you to the Linsanity promised land.
And yet, Jeff, there's a lot of people who are very upset about this entire proposition that he may go to the Houston Rockets. Many people are saying, oh, he's only 85% player anyway, referring to his injury during the postseason, and wondering why the heck is there such a big deal? If he wants to go to Houston, let him go. What's your answer?
Well, first of all, I mean, all the people who are saying that the math doesn't work, you know, that the poison pill payment in the third year is going to make it completely unaffordable for the Knicks, this is freaking New York, all right? This is New York. We make it work if we have to make it work. We want to make it work, make it work. There's no team more committed to mediocrity than the New York Knicks.
And that's a great argument.
I mean, honestly, if you wanted to take the risk, and there is a risk, let's be real about it. If you want to take the risk to actually gain rewards, you sign Jeremy. If you, on the other hand, as people, including some of his teammates, are saying, you know, are going to measure him purely on the fact that there's the possibility that he doesn't live up to the promises he showed.
The possibility that he'll play Miami once.
Yeah.
But you could say that about anybody. It's not like Felton can beat Miami on his own either.
Yeah, well, they were having trouble in that position anyway. But Ibrahim, I mean, but to make more than Tyson Chandler, what does it say about Jeremy Lin, regardless, say, of his value off the court, of his dollar and cents value on the court?
This is part of the problem, Celeste, and I think you hit it head on. There's some serious flaws in his game, particularly he can't really go left, and the NBA knows that. He also doesn't have an incredible defensive game. He's not a great defensive player. That being said, every single year and every criticism he's ever gotten, he's improved, and he's taken time to go really deep and really work hard. The players in the league know that he has what it takes to improve his game and make his game better. If you compare him to the people in his generation, the other elite point guards, a Kyrie Irving, a John Wall, he's actually better than them, and he's actually improved faster than them. So from a basketball sense, the way that his style of play, he actually makes a lot more sense for the Knicks than he makes sense for the Houston Rockets.
But Jeff, what about his fellow players? I mean, many of them have made comments that make you think they're kind of irritated this whole proposition, that maybe they think that Jeremy Lin is all about the Benjamins, right?
I think that's crazy. I mean, I think if there's anybody who has shown himself to be a good guy, and, you know, yes, he's making bank, but remember, the guy was cut, he was undrafted and cut twice. And at this point, if he doesn't take the money, then he's playing himself as a fool, which is ridiculous. As far as the
he's not playing
flaws,
himself at all, because
well,
he
wouldn't. Exactly. But, you know, as far as the flaws in this game, it strikes me that we're kind of running up into some kind of place where no matter what he does to fix his game, people will find something else to point out. He used to not be able to shoot jump shots. All of a sudden, he found a jump shot. He found a three, and then people are saying he can't defend. The guy can steal. He had more steals than most of the players in the Knicks. I mean, yes, he's got stuff he's got to work on, but he's really only been in the league, if you add it up, about a year. So, you know, there's plenty of time for him to adjust, and already he's shown huge, huge promise.
Let me read just these financial statistics here. The Madison Square Garden Company, where the Knicks play, they added $250 million in value in February. They've gained roughly $600 million since Lin first started playing. But as of late Monday morning, Ibrahim, on the rumors that he may not be playing with the Knicks, they lost about $50 million. The Madison Square Garden stock had lost $50 million in market value. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, use a story here. A friend of mine lives in Seattle. He's not a basketball fan. His girlfriend's from Taiwan. She's a first generation. She never paid attention to any sports beyond her own soccer league. she watches the Knicks games and watches ESPN every night now because she wants to know what's going on with Jeremy Lin. There's no mistaking. The largest internet market in the world, the largest amount of internet users is in China, and that is where the opportunity lies for Jeremy Lin, for his brand even, and for the Knicks to hold on to that, being in New York in the biggest market in the United States, and then to have that connection to the market in China is incredible and stupendous.
Knicks,
now, if they lose that,
huge
that,
in
I think that's the biggest thing. If they lose it, they're in big trouble.
But it kind of they don't have to give us any hint at all until they announce their decision at midnight, but it kind of looks, Ibrahim.
Well, there's a lot of hints that we've gotten. We've gotten a lot of hints from many, very many trusted sources,
including
that they're
Jeremy Lin,
let him walk, and and it's funny because Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, has always made really crazy decisions and paid people that weren't worth the money. In this instance, I would love it if he actually just paid the guy and gave him whatever money he needed so that the energy could die down. This, on top of this, is the whole rivalry with the Brooklyn Nets. You know, the Knicks have to do something big because, really, people are going to leave. They're going to root for the Nets.
Really? Jeff Yang, you'll stop watching the Knicks?
I live five blocks away from that arena. And I got to say, I mean, you know, at least they're building a young, exciting team. And meanwhile, what are the Knicks doing? They're building the team of the 90s. They're literally bringing back... They're bringing back a team
Jason
didn't watch.
Jason Kidd, we go.
Jason Kidd. They're bringing, Kurt Thomas, Marcus Camby. What's going on here? This is not a way to compete.
So you would become a Houston Rockets fan?
I am a Jeremy Lin fan. I'll stay a Jeremy Lin fan. And, I don't want to say I want to root for the Knicks to lose if they let Jeremy go. But I got to say, this is not putting a team on the field, on the court, that people are demanding. Not just Taiwanese, not just Chinese. If you actually go to MSG, if you went to MSG during especially the height of Linsanity, this was a multicultural riot going on there for Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, it's definitely not an Asian-American phenomenon, that's for sure. Jeff Yang is a Wall Street Journal online columnist, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Gotta wait till midnight.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.